Today, January 31st, is the feast day of St. John Bosco, patron saint of the youth. And what I'd like to do is share with you a couple interesting stories from the life of St. John Bosco. This is one of my favorite books. It's called Modern Saints, Their Lives and Faces. The reason why this book is so good is because it has lots of photographs. For example, you can see St. John Bosco as a young boy walking a tightrope, because he was an expert juggler and acrobat. And then you can see the St. John Bosco, what he looked like shortly before his death. And this book has about maybe 40 different saints, and all of them in the last couple hundred years. So it is a great book. There are two volumes of this book, and it is wonderful to see people that have lived so recently, like Maria Goretti and Maximilian Kolbe and Padre Pio, and Edith Stein, and so many others that, Brother Andre of Canada, Father Miguel Pro. So again, it is a wonderful book to get. The chapter on him starts out by saying, a story is told about two of Don Bosco's friends who were worried about his sanity. He had spoken with such confidence of the things he had seen in his dreams that they were afraid he had lost his mind. They asked him to take a ride in their carriage, planning to trick him into seeing a doctor to check his mental stability. Don Bosco readily accepted the offer of a drive in the country. When the coach drew up at the door, he politely insisted that the other two get in first, while he held the door. Instead of climbing in after them, he slammed the door shut and called to the coachman, "To the lunatic asylum, quick!" The coachman set off at a lively pace. It was only with the greatest difficulty that the two priests persuaded the doctors at the asylum that the wrong persons had been brought. After this incident, they did not badger Don Bosco about his dreams anymore. Then there's another neat story about his sense of humor. John Bosco had an excellent sense of humor, and more than once he played tricks on his unsuspecting friends. At one house where he was boarded while attending school, he played so many tricks on the host that the poor man began to suspect John was in cahoots with the devil. And he complained to the local canon, that would be like the priest of the area. The canon called John in to answer the charges. Very politely, John asked the canon the time. When the man felt for his watch, he found that it disappeared, along with his purse. When John explained where the items had gone and how he had done the tricks, the interview ended with much laughter. So, again, we have the great episodes of John's sense of humor. And then we hear, of course, also, later in his life, when anti-Catholic groups known as the Waldensians made several attempts on Don Bosco's life, he was shot at more than once and often on his travels through the city of Turin late at night. After hearing a dying person's confessions, ruffians would set upon him to beat him up. Mysteriously, a large gray hound dog that Don Bosco called Grigio would appear to make his rounds with him and protect him from the attackers. And this is one of my favorite miracle stories. Miracles, small and large, were everyday occurrences around this saintly priest. Once, when Don Bosco was halfway through saying Mass, the sacristan realized he had forgotten to put out the extra ciborium for the consecration. A large crowd was there, and the sacristan was worried about how unhappy the priest would be if he ran out of hosts. Don Bosco's dismay was evident as he looked at the small number of hosts in the tabernacle. With a quick prayer to heaven, he began to distribute communion. When he had given communion to the large crowd, which is about 450 people, he returned to the altar, and there was still one host left, which greatly astounded the sacristan. So again, these are just some of the interesting stories in the life of St. John Bosco. And just very briefly, just to give you just a quick overview of his life, born in Turin, Italy, 1815, died in 1888. Born into a family of extreme poverty, the youngest son of a peasant family. He lost his father when he was only 2 years of age, but he was raised by his very saintly mother, who was called Mama Margarita. Sounds like a good name for a pizza place, right? And St. John Bosco heard the sermons of St. Joseph Cafasso, inspiring John to become a priest and enter the seminary, but he was so poor, they had to give him shoes. The neighbors gave him shoes and clothes from charity so he could enter the seminary. But he was a natural leader, so good with youth, ordained at the young age of 26. He would gather the young boys from the streets that were pickpockets, like you see in Oliver Twist, those kind of young boys that would go out and try to steal, like little gypsy children, and he would gather them and say mass for them, give them breakfast, take them on picnics, and he would teach them how to be good and how to be holy. His mother was the cook and the housekeeper. They set up an orphanage, and pretty soon there's 150 boys there. So he would teach them religious education, as well as how to do trades like being tailors and shoemakers and carpenters and work on a printing press. And he, of course, would do this until his death at the age of 72. At his funeral, over 40,000 people attended his funeral. He was beatified in 1929, canonized in 1934, declared the patron saint of youth and the friend of youth, patron saint of jugglers and acrobats, and just a wonderful saint. And so try to get to know him. St. John Bosco can be one of your dear friends and companions on the journey towards eternal life. What a great saint. So I encourage you to learn about him and to get to know his spirituality, which was so Christ-centered, but he was so devoted to our Blessed Mother. His favorite title was Our Lady, Help of Christians. So we pray today, St. John Bosco, pray for us.